You're listening to the show about ferret coffins in your pocket. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
At least the garlic mustard, the chickens love to eat the garlic mustard. So when I pull that up, I just throw it in the chicken coop and they eat that.
The mugwort comes up easy.
The mugwort comes up easy, but it keeps coming up.
I know.
So annoying. It's back
in
the one garden.
I'll bring your chickens some garlic mustard. I'll bring them.
Garlic mustard and cardboard. Bring it on.
Garlic mustard and cardboard.
We'll fill our car with garlic.
How does Roscoe feel about garlic mustard?
Oh my god, it's too garlicky.
Too garlicky!
That's simple as that. Too garlicky. Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
Are we going to play D&D?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
I hope I'm okay. I don't know.
Oh, KT, I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm fine with that. But we'll at least play your recap.
Oh, yes, boy. At least we played the recap. I'm excited.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Guards have got Roscoe.
Oh my god.
Watch him close his eyes. Sheenie, don't let words flow. Just go down without a fight. And you might want to start a band, but according to that old man, having two lead vocalists is a stupid master plan.
Stupid.
While the rafting extraordinaire has the cruise captain's heart in a snare, Rafina's
six sailory moves
may fetch us passage with no fare.
Passage with no fare.
Trofast to a demo, cry with all your might.
From the falls the king shall rise.
Will won't think it's good though. Bro, do you even lie? Bathwack your necklace. Will prove to them that you died. But is Bernard the ingredient to protect Altadean Radiant? He's a human, not a dog. And Will thinks that point's salient.
That point's salient.
And although the necklace is gone, Will and Bathwack's contract remains. And if Bathwack breaks their deal, Will can't even take his chain. Now we're marching up the gangplank. We got Malvolio Paisley to thank. Is this cruise captain in charge of everything? Surely that's a prank.
Surely
we still got Bathwack's death to scheme. Rafina tells us to keep our noses clean. Is that a ferret coffin in your pants? Or is it just a throbbing peen?
Just a throbbing peen.
Oh my god, I love this part of the song. Who doesn't? I feel like I'm desecrating it by talking over it, but that's how I do. This is a fucking recap, okay? Anyway, I wanted to mention the fact that Roscoe seemed really knowledgeable about things like courtrooms and getting arrested. What's that new little puzzle piece? Because he was really just like a naked guy with a leaf covering his mustard seed pouch not too long ago in the mirrors.
And also, I cannot emphasize enough how much the captain is into Ravina and like how they had kind of a meet cute moment at the end of the episode where they touch the high C on the piano in his quarters at the same time. It's like a cute little lame boating joke. How far will Ravina go to get us free passage, huh? Also, Alex, did you hear that part of the recap where I said that we gave Bathwack's necklace away? And that is like an integral part of the contract. Have you thought about that? Because I have. Anyway, if the Pork Fried Dice characters started a band, who would sing lead? Mo? Ravina? Trick question, you guys. We all can.
Simon and Garfunkel, they sang together. Paul and Art forever.
The Grateful Dead.
Arguably. Jerry Garcia and Bob
Fleetwood Mac.
They even have three. Stevie, Christine, and Lindsay.
Pink Floyd,
The Clash, Heart, and Bee Gees. Young Nashvilles and Crosby.
Eagles.
Styx and the Brothers Everly.
Kansas, the Beatles, and Bathwack.
Ravina, Roscoe, and Sheeny. And Will's probably band manager.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
You spent so much. You took up so much real estate just proving me wrong. That was amazing.
Well, KT, that was so good. Oh my gosh. And your harmony game, you just keep upping yourself in the harmony game. It's so good.
I just love that song so much. I couldn't not harmonize at least part of it. I didn't do all the harmony. The whole song is harmonized. But like,
I can't place the song.
Fleetwood Mac, The Chain.
I only know Landslide by is that Fleetwood Mac?
Yes, that's that's by Stevie Nicks.
It's the only one.
It's like
I know.
Biggest hit.
This one was called, what was it again?
This is The Chain, and it is one of my favorite songs. And it's also in Our Flag Means Death, which made it even better.
Oh,
but
fine.
It's like, if you don't know Fleetwood Mac, like they are amazing. They are one of my, so yeah, like the joke was I did a Fleetwood Mac song knowing they have three lead vocalists. But also,
yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
But also that it's called The Chain, awesome. Which is like Bathwack gave
realize
up the
that
chain.
After the fact though.
In the middle
that's
of
so
it
so good
in the middle
chain.
Of it I was like oh my god how do I not incorporate the fact I have to like because the whole song at the end is like chain, keep us together. Like it's about the chain. It's you would never break the chain. Like I'm actually pretty proud of the rhymes in the song because they really reflect the original lyrics. Like, you know, they rhyme
so
with the original
cool.
lyrics. Anyway, you guys should definitely listen to more Fleetwood Mac. They have amazing music. Like, they're one of my.
What
favorite.
Did we learn recently? We were looking up like the top 10 best-selling albums of all time, and two of them
rumored.
Are Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah, two of them are. Yeah, but, just, like, they're incredible. You probably know more of their songs than you realize, like, but they're...
Fleetwood Mac, never wouldn't Mac.
Oh, you guys, I'm never sad that you don't know as more of that.
You can go your own way.
Oh, that's... Okay.
Go your own way.
Oh, my God. I love them. I love them so much. And The Chain is an excellent song.
So
you should definitely listen to the regular song.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. I know that fucking part of the song. I didn't want to talk over it.
But you did the whole time.
It's just so good. Oh, my gosh. And also all my bands to prove you wrong are from like 50 years ago, Adam, like because you just see how outdated my music. My favorite music is all my dad's favorite music. Like I never.
My contribution was from 20 years ago. Blink 182.
Yeah. But I don't think I even put it in. Yeah. I don't think I put that one in there. But yeah, all the rest were like the Eagles, the Bee Gees, Pink Floyd. Yeah. I don't know.
Beethoven.
Two lead singers, Beethoven.
Two lead singers, and
Beat and Hoven.
Beef and oven. Hello.
Beef and oven.
It's beef oven.
All right. So
now we have to play.
That, yeah.
Great.
You guys are on the cruise ship. You've been invited aboard, courtesy of the captain.
Did anything suspenseful happen right at the end?
Not particularly. Well, the your fingers touching on high C was kind of the very last point. Roscoe had gone out of the room chasing his hat. He was chanting anti-government
ineffective
slogans.
Government, we want a better Trent, and Captain Malvolio is a brat. He made me chase my hat.
He was shouting out a porthole, and Will knocked his hat off with mage hand and kicked it down the hallway.
Yeah,
so that
I was like,
oh
shit, Roscoe doesn't know what we're doing.
Right. Also, Roscoe doesn't know Will is Will.
Yeah, that was so funny. Right. That joke that you described Will forever, and then like, and then it was not the right guy. And then Roscoe was like, hey, like winking at the wrong guy. That was so funny.
And sent Malvolio's assistant or somebody to go collect Will.
Some random
like,
guy.
We cannot leave without that person.
So I think that's actually where we're going to start, is out in the hallway. Roscoe has gone after his hat, and Valencio Beigeman. You okay there?
Sorry, I'm just trying to, I should point this away from you so that I don't have to. There.
There.
Did I catch the hat?
I mean, you're in the midst of it.
I keep making it go. I'm like, go, go. Hey, why are you talking to me, Roscoe? And I keep... Come on, come
down the gangplank, through the streets, out of town.
Poor Roscoe. He loves his hat. He has a relationship with his hat. Mm-hmm. I think that it's was a character. Said before.
I guess I do.
So yeah, you guys are out in the hallway. Do you let him catch his hat?
Yeah, sure. And then I should say something. What was the? What did I need to tell?
Gotcha.
Well, wanted to tell. You got clarification before you left from the captain that he doesn't take money from the town.
Oh yeah, I don't care about that.
The ship is a privately funded venture.
I don't care. About that.
Well, that was what Roscoe was so hung up on.
Right.
Right. Do you want to correct the protest songs?
Maybe not. But then also, he doesn't know that you...
Right. That's
but I don't know if you know that necessarily.
Do I know what?
That he doesn't know you're you.
No, he does. I don't know if he knows that. I figure I'm used to Rafina almost always guessing who I am. So I'm like, everyone knows that I'm the guy that never looks like who I am. So he doesn't say that to Roscoe. He just goes, hey, psst. Like, because if we're out in the hallway, can I make it roll far enough away that I feel like we could have a conversation without, but he'll still be.
Close the doors behind you if you want.
What are you always, what are you running away from me for, you silly hat? Get back on there.
So cute. Psst. Hey. Keep it calm. Stop screaming in the hallways, okay?
All right, okay. Okay, sure, stranger. Okay. Yeah, I'll be quiet in the hallways.
It's Will, okay? It's not that. It's
okay,
me.
I will be quiet in the hallways. What do you want from me?
Will just stares at him like. Okay, it's your traveling companion, Will, with a capital W. Anyway, we're trying to get on this guy's good side, so that's why I wasn't talking in there. So you also probably need to do less talking around him. We're the two that are going to get everyone in trouble.
It seems like, okay, so are you saying that... are you saying, Will? Will, is that you?
Yes!
Oh. You keep changing your appearance. It's real confusing.
Get used to it, because this is what I do now, I guess. This is my thing.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll be honest, I'm not too worried about this this captain. It seems like we're already pretty firmly in his good graces here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he just completely, like, I don't know, didn't even blink an eye at setting me and Shimi free.
Yeah, he's in love with Rafina. Like, in love with her.
Those are the vibes I was picking up on in there.
Yeah.
I was picking up on some weird little signals in there.
Yeah.
And I figured they were either hunger signals or sex signals.
I get those confused sometimes.
This is the only option.
Oh, no.
well, picturing George Costanza in bed with a sandwich.
Yeah, yes! Oh, my God. I remember Roscoe. That. So
I want to picture Roscoe with a sandwich covered
fucking
in mustard.
It.
Uh-huh.
Fucking the sandwich.
Fucking a sandwich. All right. You'd be like, yeah, but also, like, so yes, I am the king's valet. I don't know what you know. You were arrested, so I don't know what you know about what's going on, but Bathwax a king.
I don't know anything, Will. I'm completely lost. I'm more lost than usual, even.
Why? What's going on now?
Well, because last I saw you, we were out in the procession. I don't know. We got split up. I haven't seen you in hours.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that I am the king's valet. Bathwack is the king. We're going to try to kind of be all royal and shit. You know, like get like respectable and polite.
Oh.
Societal. All those stupid things. Okay. We got to do those things now. But also we still got to, you know, Bathwack's got to die. That whole plan is still going on. Yeah.
Yeah, touche.
Yeah.
All right, so Bathwax the king, of
Gully's End. Yeah.
Oh. This is weird. This is connected to all the weird, like, there are other versions of us, right?
Yeah. A lot of people think that he's a half-orc. He doesn't even look like himself. I mean, he doesn't look like a half-orc to me, but everyone seems to be perceiving him that way. I don't know what that means. But yeah, he doesn't even look like the way he looks to us. I mean, what do you see him as? I guess I've never asked you. How do you perceive Bathwack?
He looks like a big old dragonborn to me.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd say turtle. Then we can make fun of him for a while. But yes, just dragonborn. Yes, he's a dragonborn, but nobody seems to perceive him as that here. They're all thinking he's this half-orc king guy.
Seems like a sliver. It seems like a sliver to me.
Yeah, but like, how are they perceiving him? I don't understand this. Like, we all see him one way and everyone else sees him as something else. The sliver is all the way out here, is affecting this area too.
I've seen some pretty big slivers in my life. I guess.
Like magic ones? Wait, you've seen like, or just splinters?
Oh, I guess I've been thinking about splinters this whole time.
Okay.
And well, what's the difference between a splinter and a sliver?
I mean, honestly, I thought they were the same thing, but in this case, I guess the slivers, right? Where they've been, that's what we've been hearing, slivers, right? Yeah, these slivers are dark powers or whatever. I don't know. Hopefully nobody's going to come around the corner and hear our conversation.
The ship seems pretty empty.
Oh.
All right, well, so I have to act like, do I have to act like somebody that, in the king's service?
He looks you up and down like, are you his mustard chef? No, don't take that. No. Are you a painter? Like, your look would need a little, like, explaining, I think, is really.
Mustard chef.
Oh, no.
I like the sounds of that.
Okay.
Mustard.
I'm just saying.
He starts to drool.
Stains. Yeah. Okay, well, you know, just whatever your normal confusion is, try to keep it to a minimum, okay? Because when we're around this guy, I don't know how powerful Rafina's sexual magnetism is on this captain, but we need to kind of probably be less of a problem than we can be.
All right. Okay. I'm going to try to be less of a problem. I'm going to try to be less confused. I'm going to keep all my weird, like, identity stuff and my earliest memory stuff. I'm going to keep that to myself. And if Shimi tries to talk to me about it while we're on this boat, I'm going to say, no, no, no. Not today, Shimi. Let's let's put my backstory on the back burner for a while.
Shimi's been trying to talk to you about? What is Shimi with them? Interesting. What is, well, man, I want to get to go talk to Shimi. Have we made some discoveries, Roscoe?
Honestly, I forget. you'd have to ask him.
Oh, but man.
Yeah, I'll just take it easy. I'm just going to, this is a nice big boat here.
Yeah.
I'm on a cruise.
I hope there's staff.
Yeah, there's probably staff. I mean, there's all kinds of staff. I sent one to go pick you up.
He said he has no bookings. He has no passengers. So, like, what is this guy is also, I don't even know if this guy's actually sane. I mean, Rafina is awesome, but also, what? Like,
wait a
minute. He fell in love in, like, 20 minutes or so.
What if I am King Bathwax's official therapist? And I could determine whether or not this captain is sane.
You're back.
Send me in, Will. Send me in, Coach. I'm feeling the fire. I'm in the zone.
Maybe we'll wait until we're on the cruise headed towards Gully's End.
Oh, how about this? Mustard therapist.
And Roscoe just starts wandering away.
I like the sounds of that.
Oh, no.
Mustard.
As he walks away, Will just tries to prestidigitate some of the mustard off of his back. I don't know what that does.
Give me an arcana check.
I just said
check.
It's on his back. I love the idea that there's just some on his back somehow.
Sure.
It's like a tramp stamp of mustard.
Oh, my God.
Give me an arcana check.
Oh, okay. All right.
See how effective you are at.
This is amazing. Like, Roscoe's mustard is, like, actually has magical properties or something. Arcana.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. 4 plus something.
It's invincible, that mustard.
Oh, yeah. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah. And I'm just like, and Will's like,
it smears
it
a little
mustard?
Bit.
Like, he wants to smell, like, where the spell came out, like, as if that would smell like mustard. Because, you know, like, if you rub, but he's like, no, that was a magic spell. Like, what the fuck? I don't, what is this? Is it actually mustard? I don't, all right.
Okay.
I guess he just lets Roscoe wander off. Does he look like he's going to be
Which
okay?
Which way are you going? Away or towards where you guys came
Roscoe
from?
Does Roscoe look like he's going to be okay?
No.
He's just going to explore the ship, I think.
Okay. Cool.
And I think he recalls that we're leaving in the morning, right?
That was the last thing that was decided.
Yeah.
Rafina initially said, hey, let's leave today. And then in her head, Will was like, oh, we gotta kill Bathwax somehow. Like, maybe we need a little time.
Mm,
so,
yeah.
But it's kind of open-ended. Right now, the tentative plan is, yeah, she said tomorrow morning. But the captain was like, whatever.
Is Shimi still... Where's Shimi?
He's back in the room.
I guess we were all in there, yeah, we were the only ones that left. Before Roscoe leaves, actually, Will, like, he is about to let Roscoe just wander, but then he's gonna be like, oh, wait one second. If Roscoe would hurry him. Oh, hey, there was something interesting said in the room over there, and I'm like not talking because I have to be subservient to Bathwack, which is absolute bullshit, but here we are. They said something about the guy that owns the store foreseeing something. Did you catch that? Like, how did Millings not foresee this? Did you catch that?
Well, I caught the high C. I thought that was clever, but the 4C. No.
I'm not sure why I called you back. I should be talking to somebody else.
No, now that you mention it, that's interesting. You know, that guy, Paul, what's his last name?
Millings, I guess.
Paul
it's
Millings.
Good and Sundry.
Good job, guys.
He seemed kind of unhinged. He seemed really dead set on the idea that I was... that guy, the orc, or the thing, with Runcible Jones.
Oh.
Okay, so what are you saying? You saying you want me to go in there and speak up and ask about the foreseeing? Or do you want me to go back to Paul Milling's place and investigate?
I mean, that's more, I don't know. I'm just throwing out shit. I don't know what's going on. This captain seems weird. And then he said that and he was being all weird. I don't know if he's just befuddled by Rafina and her wiles. He says with a huge question mark, like right in front of his face, apparently. Like, it like looks like his face is a question mark. Like Rafina's feminine Twig T. Wiles. But
yeah, we have all noticed Rafina's wiles. I know I have.
Roscoe. Yeah.
Some good wiles. Some of the best wiles I've ever seen.
Oh, Will is just like, okay, well, I will remember that. Okay. I haven't noticed them, but okay.
Okay. Well... I'll go check out this Paul Millings guy and see what I can figure out.
But maybe
out, right?
We all could. I mean, I could go with you. I don't know. I just think something weird
is
going on.
Well, you should probably stay
town.
With the king because you're subservient to him.
Yeah,
right?
I don't want to do that.
You probably shouldn't be wandering away on your own because that's not something that somebody subservient to a king would do.
I'm not actually subservient to him.
Yes, but we really must appease this captain because we don't know who he is or what he's capable of. We really need to stay in his good graces, Will. So probably you should go back in there and play the part.
Roscoe.
Yes.
I really don't like you right now.
I wouldn't like me either.
Will doesn't say that, but he's like, he just nods.
Yes.
Okay.
Wise. That's the smartest thing Roscoe's ever said.
Why don't you go back in there and what's your title? You're the valet? Why don't you go in there and valet Shimi out of there? Just say, Shimi must go perform a king's service and Shimi and I will team back up and we'll be a team again and we'll go and we'll go try to clear the air with Paul Millings. And if the rest of you want to come with, you can too, but you got 5 minutes. If you don't come back out of there in 5 minutes, I'm gone.
We're burning the ship down.
Did he seem like he had magical powers or something? What is...
I do not recall making like any kind of like insight or perception check there.
Okay, whatever that means. Sounds good. Will's very confused by insight or perception.
Well, I think I've gleaned during my time with you, Will, mayhaps, that you're pretty used to making checks yourself. Isn't that right?
Writing checks? Yes.
Like making up checks.
He's making
checks.
He's like, yeah, Roscoe. This is what I'm talking about. I don't know what's going
on. Like the cereal?
Is Mo there?
Chex Mix.
Chex Mix.
I feel like we've all seen Will get excited around paper.
Yeah, no, he said like writing checks. He said that at one. I don't know if I said that loud enough. Yeah.
Yes, you.
He
no, said, you did. Yeah.
Said, like, I'm checks, yeah. I'm but making but checks, and like, then like faking, yeah. fake checks.
Faking checks.
Right. Yeah. I might know some things about that.
Yeah, I don't have a point here. I guess. Will, you might not look like the Will I know, but I'll have you know. I see you. I see you.
Is Roscoe doing that?
Yeah.
Describe it. This is a podcast.
He's taking his index finger and his middle finger, and then he's pointing at his eyes, and then he's turning him slowly and pointing him at Will's eyes. And he's doing this repeatedly. Yeah.
And Will like reaches out. I don't know if we're close enough to touch, but he would reach out and say, "You know, I know what you're saying, I think, and you were very interesting in there. Have you ever been arrested before, Roscoe?
What?
Right. Okay.
Asked and answered.
Go make some checks. Why don't you go and wait 5 minutes? What'd you say?
Muddy buddies.
I'm going to make some checks. Yummy. Mix. I love muddy buddies. Yum. That's not Chex Mix, though.
No. All right. We're back in the bois.
Bar, you said?
The captain's stateroom.
Oh, yes. He has a very fancy stateroom.
Yep. And it's crowded in here. Let's not forget. There's Rafina. There's Bathwack. There's the captain. There's Mo. There's Shimi. And I don't think Bernard has caught up with you guys yet.
Oh.
I think.
But Pippa's there.
Yeah, probably. That sounds right. And, oh, Captain Clockface, who hasn't even been mentioned in months. But he's there. He's always there.
Captain Clockface.
I'm just trying to do a
remember
a tally
who the heck is here. That's a lot of people.
I'm glad you did an inventory, though. That was helpful.
I guess Captain Clockface knows about the plan because he's been around the whole time.
Oh my God. Was he there in the library? He couldn't have been.
No.
Like,
he was a backpack.
Yeah, no.
Not anymore. He was rejuvenated.
I know, but don't you think for ease of travel, he would have just hooked himself back on?
How dare you? He's not a piece of luggage.
He is a suitcase after all.
How dare you? All right. So you and Rafina and the captain have just grazed fingers on the high sea. And he seems flustered. And he quickly pulls his hand away. He's blushing a little bit. He says, well, yes, I mean, if you have business here in town, you can tend to whatever it is you need here. And he turns and he has a little table next to the piano, and he pulls out this small stack of pieces of paper, and he turns and hands them to you, Rafina. And he says, here, these are vouchers. If you need anything from town or whatever it might be, you can use these. They're as good as money here in Trent. If you need anything to stock up or supply yourselves, please feel free.
Dude.
I look at one of them and it says, for sensuous massage.
Vouchers, that's amazing. They're written in crayon. Happy Mother's Day.
It's just a handful of fuzzy dice with different things on the side.
Whoa!
they're slips of paper, and they're embossed with the Ooh. Seal of the ship. And if you do take a look at them, you've learned the name of the ship finally. You are aboard the SS Abalone.
Aww. What? Abalone?
You got it.
Cute.
Spell it again slower, Abby.
Abalone.
It's not Abby, it's Abalone.
It's Ab is alone.
Abalone.
I give these to my crew if we stop and, you know, they need to, you know, spend some time offshore or get what they need, and I reimburse the shops later. It's fine.
Oh, I understand perfectly. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I wonder if this is good in other ports as well.
Some of them, yes. I pretty much most of the places on our route.
How lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Did he distribute them to everyone or just
No, he
me?
Just gave you a stack of them.
So I put a bunch into my terrarium. And
just throw them in there.
And I take
just
one
over your shoulder. You don't even look.
Like Alien, like Sigourney Weaver in Alien. She makes the backwards basket.
The basket.
She just throws it. She doesn't even look back. They all fly into
the terrarium.
I saw
something that Ron Perlman almost ruined that shot.
Yeah, because it was
he
amazing. He
out,
did it in
but
one.
But they like cut it.
She did it yeah, in they, one try. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how cool is that?
It's very cool.
Really cool.
And I take one of the vouchers and I put it in my mouth and just chew it up a little bit.
He watches you intently.
Oh my god, Christ. He's like interpreting it as
I didn't say, he just watches intently.
I take it out and I'm like, oh, this is paper. Oh.
What does he say to that?
Nothing. He's watching intently.
Hey everyone, there's some vouchers here. Don't eat them, but we can use them as money.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying.
A voucher, a brand of potato chips and Bear Toggle or something.
You'll never vouchers. Know Rufina's confusion.
Ruffled vouchers.
Yeah.
They're corrugated.
Salt and vinegar.
So, is there anything else I can do for you? Feel free to come and go as you please. I'll have some rooms set up for each of you.
I do have a question for you,
yes.
Captain.
Of course.
Are you interested in me?
Well, I find you very interesting, yes.
That's lovely. She curtsies. Turns around, flounces away.
Flounces away.
And he turns to Bathwack and he seems sort of unsure of himself. Well, it was a pleasure to meet you, sir. And he extends his hand.
Bathwack.
Bathwack shakes his hand and then flounces away.
Yes.
I was really hoping you'd ask him if he was interested
in
Mo you.
Mo does the same thing. Well, sir, I will, with great dignity, take my leave. And Shimi puffs out his chest, strides out of the room, stomping away.
He does not Amazing. Flounce.
Captain Clockface followed Bathwack, not flouncing. Pippa maybe flounces a little bit following Rufina.
Yeah, yep. Tail flounces for sure.
And you guys encounter Will and Roscoe in the hallway. I don't remember the last thing you guys said. So you tried to clean some mustard.
Yeah.
But then
we
something
were saying
else happened.
We see each other, basically.
Oh, yeah, I see. It was this podcast.
Oh, Will asked,
this podcast
Will
gesture.
Asked if Roscoe had gotten arrested before, and then he burped.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you come out and hear Roscoe burp. A significant belch. Thank you.
Yep.
Editor for cutting and splicing that in there.
Will just says, cruise ruined. Oh, hey. Your Majesties.
Hello.
What are we doing? Let's get off this boat.
Hey,
it's
guys,
kind of creepy.
Hey everybody. This is Will.
Yeah, Roscoe.
I know it doesn't look like him, but it's Will.
What's going to happen to the person that you asked them to bring on the ship?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'll need a body. We'll need a body when we kill that one.
Jesus
Well,
Christ.
We can give, why don't we just give them one of these vouchers to make them feel better and then send them away?
What vouchers?
Will, do you want one of these vouchers?
What is it?
They're just made out of paper, so don't even try to bite
what?
Them.
What is it?
But if we were going to take them into the town, and we can use them as money for a lot of the shops.
What?
See, look at this one. It's for carrots.
It doesn't say carrots.
I take it. It doesn't say carrots. And I'm like, I have to buy carrots with this?
Of course. I mean, what else do you need?
Not carrots.
Really?
I mean, like, I'm assuming if we're going on this cruise ship, there better be a chef. I'm not gonna be buying my own carrots, right? Come on. Isn't there a benefit to going on this cruise ship? Like, it's the situation is okay. Let's get off the cruise ship so I don't have to keep saying it's creepy right next to the captain's quarters. This is weird, you guys. Let's get off the ship.
Do you want me to go back in and ask if there are carrots?
Jesus.
I think that if you want carrots, you absolutely can go do that. But also, like,
Rafina, why is he so into you? What is happening right now?
Well, he says he finds me very interesting.
Right, so do I. But I'm not going to give you and all your friends a free cruise ride and vouchers for shit. What is going on? Vouchers for carrots, endless supply of carrots.
Listen, might I interject here? As somebody with a certain amount of experience as a mustard therapist, it seems clear to me that this captain is in a very vulnerable state right now. He just lost a ferret. This has put him in a raw emotional state where he may display more openness toward new connections in an attempt to replace the affection that he is now lacking that used to be given to him by Chloe.
By a ferret, says Will, with his nose like this. Like,
like what? Describe it.
You know, like a crinkled nose. A ferret.
Crinkled nose, nostrils flared.
Yeah.
That being said, we all know about Rafina's unique wiles.
My unique what?
Your wiles. You've got wiles.
Where?
Oh, all around you.
Are they on my face?
Well,
Rafina starts swiping at her face.
Wait. Well, yeah, that's part of it.
It's only making them wilier.
Wilier a coyote.
And so I think a combination of Rafina's wiles and the captain's grief have resulted in a unique chemistry that is only serving us well. So why look a gift romance in the mouth?
Wild look.
Indeed, Rafina. Well done.
Well, I would only say...
Wild done?
No.
So my official recommendation in my position is that
we mustard
take advantage of this man's feelings.
Does that mean we mustn't, mustn't or must, Roscoe? Because the thing is, like, I agree we should take advantage of it, but also I think we can't just be like, oh, what a gift, and like assume everything's fine.
Well, I'm a mustard therapist, not a mustn't therapist.
No idea what that means. Roscoe,
I start walking off, trying to get out of here,
towards but I get lost plank. Probably, I guess. You said it's there was all kinds of turns.
It's not that complicated.
No? Okay, good. I just jump out the window.
There's no windows where you are.
Cool. I bust one through the wall and jump out. I agree. Let's take advantage of it. But also, I think this is fucking weird. And what I was saying, and I gesture like this, like, come on, let's get out of here. And hoping that people will walk and talk. Be like, it's weird. Did anyone else get, like, that weird thing that he said about, like, the Millings guy, who Roscoe says was just an angry weirdo, but he said something about, like, how did he not foresee this or something? That was really weird.
He said, did he foresee it? Because, like, I mean, it was kind of weird. Like, yeah, he seemed like a crazy old man or mad guy who had his stuff stolen. But, like, they were like, did he know we were coming back? Because, like, there were guards all around, like, waiting for us.
Oh, they were just there?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, what the fuck is going on? There's a magic. He's got. Wait, why does he have a crystal ball? Does he have a scrying scroll like this one? I don't really pull it out, but I have one in my bag from like Barovia. Like, that's the only reason Will would know what a scrying scroll is. Like, what's up with this? That's a weird relationship and a weird thing to say.
Well, hey. Well,
who knew we were coming back?
Nobody. We stopped the goblin guy and came here.
So he's the only one who knew we were on our way here.
Who, the goblin guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, like he came back and he's posing as Millings? Is that what you think?
Maybe. I don't know.
I guess that's possible. Fucker. I let him go because I was like, that's fine. You're just a little thief. But now he's trying to fuck us over. All right, let's go kill Millings. Whether or not he's the goblin, he probably has some cool stuff in his store. And I pull out that locket thing that I stole from his wagon and I try to look at it because I've been wanting to do that the whole time.
Okay. Give me an arcana check.
All right, arcana check. It's going to be another 4. I rolled terribly last time too. Arcana. Go, please, natural 20. 12. All right, 13 because of my luck stone.
Okay.
Can I figure out what it is?
Yeah,
you've had enough experience. See what Milling's store might be like?
So this is it's what's known as a clockwork amulet. Basically, if you're wearing the amulet and you make an attack roll, you can forego rolling to get a 10 on your roll.
So just like... To make sure I... So basically, oh! Like, does it... Can I use it on, like, death saving throws? Wait, no, it's an attack roll. So, oh. Yeah. But why would that...
Once per day.
Is that good?
Yeah, when is a 10 ever good?
You don't get to add anything to it?
Well, it's whatever you're... It's as if you rolled a 10. So whatever you would be adding to that.
Okay.
Oh, so you might still be able to add your bonuses.
So how would that be... How would I interpret that as a person in this world? Like, how would Will be able to... I rolled an arcana
check.
You
feel like it is predictable. Like, it can somehow influence the space and time around you to make your attacks...
Like Spidey
predictable,
sense?
Predictable, like average in a
average,
predictable
right.
way.
It's safe?
Well, I yeah, like, does it feel safe, I guess? Should I do another roll to see if it's, like, evil or something? Or
you don't
can
think
I...
it's evil.
All right, so I feel like I slow down for a second after being all like, yeah, we gotta do this and this and this, let's walk and talk, and then I slow down, because I feel like Will looking at something like that would be kind of... That's crazy. All right. Yeah, like this. Okay, this is magic. Like, okay, guys, this is from his wagon. I took it from his wagon, so this is magic. So he has magic stuff there. Maybe he is a wizard. Maybe he is a sorcerer.
I think Batwack is onto something. I think Will is right to pick up on that whole question of how did he foresee, how are those guards ready right then and there to apprehend me and Shami. I think maybe that wasn't the real Paul Millings. Maybe Runcible Jones, knowing that we were going to come back. Yeah, I think we got to go over there. And we could go under the pretext. I always get those confused. That we're going to use vouchers to buy supplies before we leave. And while we're there, we can investigate this fucker. And maybe the real Paul Millings is, like, tied up in the basement or something. And we could rescue him.
Will, we could put Runcible Jones away for the murder of King Bathwack.
All right.
Okay.
Stop yeah, just I for mean, a minute, like... everybody. So, number one, we are taking advantage of the captain's feelings for my wiles. And we are also taking advantage of a hapless criminal for our purposes. What is happening to our moral center?
Yeah, how dare we take advantage of a hapless criminal? All right, Rafina, in the great court case of Haps v. Wiles.
Nice.
Wiles win any day of the week.
Rafina right? has her hands on her hips and she's like...
Rafina, I wondered if you might think something like that. And the fact is, this guy, I let him go, okay? I don't let people go. Okay, I don't. And I did. And so now, if he's trying to fuck us over...
Do we know that?
No, we don't. We're assuming all of this. Maybe this is just Millings.
No, we have our suspicions. We have our suspicions, and now we're going to go
investigate. But we already have a plan to screw him over.
Oh, Rafina, we can think of plenty of ways to kill Bathwack. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
If this guy isn't actually Runcible Jones, we'll just figure out another way. Maybe I can show up and kill Bathwack. Maybe the rumors of our weird relationship in this group have spread far and wide already. Just kidding. That's not going to... Well, I mean, gosh, there have been some people involved. All right, never mind. You know, we can think of an idea. We can think of some idea for Bathwack to explode in a fireworks display that everyone can see. Doesn't necessarily have to involve Runcible Jones. Don't worry yet, Rafina. The hapless criminal might be completely fine. I'm so glad you care so much for random hapless criminals.
Well, I'm just noticing our tendencies here because we're making a lot of assumptions.
But what exactly is your reluctance to, you know, try to pursue justice? Because if the real Paul Millings has been replaced, then why is your concern more with the criminal than with the victim?
I think criminals should get some benefit of the doubt sometimes, Roscoe. Rafina's right.
I want to hear Rafina's answer to this question because I'm very confused about her sense of justice.
I feel like you are painting me with a brush that assumes that I am wrong.
I mean, Runcible may have killed Millings.
Yes, and that is a different situation. What I am remarking upon is our willingness in this moment to decide that we would like to be able to use him to our purpose. And that is going to bias our pursuit of justice, Roscoe. Don't you think?
Rafina, you're our moral center.
I'm just
pointing
out that...
But my wiles will lead us astray. What'd you say?
It's a gooey, chewy center.
I'm just pointing out an opportunity. I mean, if Runcible really did kill Millings...
Then I will tear his head off.
We can put him away justly. And we can also get rid of me.
Well, let's go over there because this is all making sense to me now. Because the real, it didn't make sense to me. If it was really his wagon of goods being returned, why would he immediately accuse me and shame me rather than be like, oh, my wagon's back? You know, you weren't there, Rafina. None of you were there. It was just me and Shimi. We split the party.
Uh-huh.
And it was fucked up. I don't like cops, guys. I don't like fucking cops.
It's true. He doesn't.
In this case. So yeah, I'll lead the way. I know where we're going. We're going to have to take the ferry over, but...
Well, do we have a community now in this community? Like, do the guards know that we're not going to be arrested for dumb shit?
We got community.
And we've got vouchers. Don't you think the vouchers will...
Oh, vouchers for crime and arresting people?
Maybe we can use them to bribe officials.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I can fashion a sheriff's badge out of one of the vouchers. Do you know origami, Rafina?
Well, if you chew one up a little bit, it'll get soft, and then you can sort of mold it into it.
No! I run away. I just skip away a little bit. Get away from me! Get your spitballs away from me. I will fold a shitty sheriff's star and go pretend to vouch my way across the city.
Are we walking and talking? Have we exited the ship?
Yeah. Yes, we're totally walking.
Yeah, we're definitely off the ship at this point.
I just remembered that we wanted to mention one thing. This is totally unrelated to what's going on, but it was the Bathwack thing.
I know what you're saying.
By the way. Mm-hmm. Alex, I realized that we never discussed with Trofast, like, where your family is. Like, we don't have that information. So I asked Eric, I was like, can we just assume that we would have asked that? Because, like, obviously, if that's our plan to, like, potentially send Bernard, we need to know where they are.
If we send Bernard, then we need to know.
D&D is dumb.
If we send Bernard, we need to know. But actually, I mean, Bathwick intentionally didn't ask because he thought it was safer the fewer people knew. Like, if something...
Right, but, like...
If
But you need to know. Oh, you don't want me to know.
No.
I getcha. No.
Alex doesn't want KT to know.
I'm going to go kill them. Aw. I just sang about them. Yeah, no, but how do we even get Bernard? Because Trofas left already or something? Like, he left? I just am trying to verify, like, what happened and what in reality. We wouldn't be complete doofuses and just be like, yeah, we don't have the information we need and Trofas is gone. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to either have that information or have a plan to get the information. Does that make sense?
He did leave.
Alex, I can't tell if you're frozen or not. Okay.
I mean, if Bernard is going to go, then we would have found out.
Well, we don't know. That was part
Bernard
of it. Like,
might go.
He might go. So I was like, we wouldn't be able to know where to send him if we don't know where they are.
All right. Well, then, I mean, we would have. I guess we would have told Trofas that Bernard might be going, and gotten that information. Right.
Is that okay?
That is okay. So,
I mean, also, if you wanted to get the information without me hearing
it's fine.
That's okay.
I didn't ask about it because I really just didn't. Trofas knew we're going to be going into dangerous places. I didn't want us to have, like, for someone to be able to take that information from us.
Right. Well, nobody's going to take it from you. I mean, I might sell it, but I'll make a lot of money. So don't worry about
it,
bro.
We're going to get so many vouchers.
Get so many vouchers. We're going to vouch our way across all of Six Rivers. It's going to be great. Okay. So we do know that information now. Should we write it down? Are you going to tell us it?
I'm just going to wait for the wiki to be published.
Did you decide that's the case? Yeah, I know. Mark Jessen, where are they? Please, I don't remember it. So they are in a safe room in the Great Hall. Capitalized. The Great Hall. And Bathwack, you know this as like sort of a like an official space, like where things are decided, basically. Like that it's like almost a governmental structure, basically.
Okay.
You might not necessarily know of a safe room, but you know of the Great Hall.
Okay.
This is Trofast.
What? Trofast told us that.
That's what told them. Yeah, he's not there right now. Yeah. This info came from him.
So only Will and I know.
So I can even, I'm sorry if I interrupted everything. I just realized that like that was something that I needed to talk to you about because I was not sure.
I wrote it down, but I didn't know when to say it.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure it was covered because I was like, how dumb. Like I didn't think about it at all. I was too focused on whatever the hell else I was focused on. Hard to make decisions when it's an entire other fictional land that I don't live in.
That you're not living in it. Yeah, exactly.
So as we're walking,
we're actually going in that direction anyway, right? We're trying to make it to the city. So yeah. Uh-huh. So it's not like they're somewhere out or far away from the city and we're going into the city. We're like, we're going where they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're in Gully's End.
Okay.
So as we're walking, Rafina falls back and walks alongside Bathwack and says to him, Bathwack, can you tell me about my wiles?
No.
I feel like you'd have an objective view of my wiles. I'd like to understand more about my wiles.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Are is that something you keep in your terrarium?
Don't play dumb with me, turtle.
Bathwack tries to look over into the terrarium.
My eyes are up here.
You would know about your wiles, right?
No, I don't know about my wiles. This is a new situation for me.
Are they here?
Apparently.
So you didn't lose them.
Oh my god.
Do any of us hear this? Do any of us hear it?
Nope.
None of us.
Bathwack. Okay, let me just set the
then
scene
how,
for you.
How do you not know about them if you didn't lose them? And they're
Here's
here.
The thing. This captain, for no reason at all, is fond of me and my sailing the ferry. Sailing's the wrong word. I'm thrown off by my wiles right now because I didn't know I had them. So I was hoping you could tell me where this is coming from. And Roscoe says there are wiles. But Roscoe is...
Shimi said it too.
Oh, Shimi said it. And it's not that I don't trust their perspectives, but I feel like you have a calmer perspective on the world.
I mean, you are quite good with a raft.
Does that count as a while?
I'm still not quite sure what this word while means, but he'll figure it out by context eventually.
Rafina twirls one of the ponytails. Was that Wily? Did you get a Wily feeling when I did that? Twirl, twirl.
Rafina, roll a charisma check.
Uh-oh. Bathwack's about to cheat on Al today. So wily.
Like that's it. New plan. Not dying today. Not going to Gully's End.
Rafina almost never gets to interact with Bathwack.
Going back to Bear Toggle.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, you said Arcana?
Mm-mm. Charisma.
Oh, Charisma, of course. Yeah. Where's my Charisma?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
It's a 20.
Are you serious?
Not natural.
Amazing.
But...
Oh.
An unnatural 20.
So Bathwack has a strange feeling.
Ah! You feel the wiles.
Oh my gosh.
That's a question, DM.
Yeah, you feel the wiles.
Oh. Oh, that's a wile. Well, now that I know what you're talking about. You seem to have wiles.
Well, I guess that's better than nothing. All right, thanks. And she twirls her ponytail in his face and then flounces away.
Bathwick drops his sword and then picks it back up.
What'd you do?
Oh my drop God.
The sword.
Amazing.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Oh, we should all have to say what Rafina's wiles are.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.